Hansen Gress, Ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yitin. Jin katka ke jin talk anachaya ha anikach, gunish cheese.
You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and up next is an update from City Hall with City Manager Rory Watt. Hi, Rory.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Doing great today. Thanks so much for asking, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Another lovely sunny day in the capital city.
It sure is. Well, Rory, we've been checking in with you every day about what's going on with City and Borough of Juno and COVID-19. So what's new or breaking this afternoon?
So we've been talking about the two new cases that were reported yesterday, two more employees out at Lemon Creek. We were surprised because the last onset of a case, we think, from Lemon Creek, the symptoms were for April 14th. So, we're at the bounds of the known ranges of transmission. So I think that's kind of interesting to have that. And I also think from a community perspective, we've had 29 cases, and 10 of those cases are associated with the correctional facility. So from a long-term planning standpoint, I think we are really going to have to focus very hard on congregate living settings, things like jails and senior home facilities and homeless shelters. I think if you look at the news around the country, those areas have been big areas of transmission. So we're just kind of monitoring that one. It does seem like public health is on top of the monitoring, but, those congregate living centers are an exposure area.
Yeah, I was thinking a little bit about it after we spoke yesterday and this news broke. Do you think it's possible the virus was living on a surface for this period of time and that somebody came in contact with it that hadn't been in contact with it before?
I don't think so. I mean, I've seen the science reporting about how long they kept the virus alive in a lab, but no, I think it's just likely that whatever patient had their symptoms onset date backdated to the 14th, they probably got tested much later in the month, I just think we're just kind of at the edges of transmission periods.
Well, I am confident in public health that they will do their jobs and do them well and do what they need to do. Another thing you want to talk about today was the budget.
Yeah, we've got a barn burner of a Assembly Finance Committee tonight. If a barn burner goes with a Municipal Finance Committee.
Well, it is very dry out there, so please keep that barn contained.
Yeah, exactly. We have a lot of issues on the agenda tonight. Everybody who's tracking the budget knows that we're coming down to the wire. The municipal charter requires that the assembly adopt the budget by June 15th. And holy cow, we have a lot of variables up in the air, not least of which is the CARES funding the legislature approved on Monday. And, we're just trying to project what we can afford and what of the big levers the Assembly is willing to use and trying to figure out what the right decisions are for the community. So tonight we've got everything. We're not going to decide everything tonight, but I think the pieces are all in view, whether it's service reductions. So we've got some proposals to reduce the workforce. The proposed tax rate's been on the table for a while. Reduction in capital spending has been on the table for a while, use of savings. Those are the four big levers in our control. And then, of course, we're trying to figure out the legality and the timing of CARES Act funding from the state, if and when that comes, and how that can be spent. So a lot of juggling of different variables.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a bit tense. So I hope that it can work out for the best for everyone or as well as it can.
Yeah, I mean, I keep counseling that everybody has to be realistic. We can't have unrealistic outcomes where we get everything what we want, but we don't provide funding. There's an old cliche that Americans are unwilling to fund the services that they're unwilling to live without. So, you know, I think we find ourselves in that position where yesterday we had a lot of, and today a lot of supporters of Eagle Crest sending the assembly emails in support of Eagle Crest. And 2 weeks ago, we had a lot of people emailing in opposition to property taxes. And, you know, the only solutions are ones that are made in context with each other. It all has to go together. We have to decide the level of support that the taxpayers are willing to pay, and we have to decide the services that we're going to provide as a city, and we do a lot. We're a pretty diverse city in terms of our municipal footprint, and it can be kind of complicated. So we're getting a lot of public feedback right now about the budget.
And what time is the special finance committee meeting?
5 o'clock. We have a joke at City Hall in the spring when we do the budget every year that it's always sunny on a Wednesday night when we work on the budget.
Sorry to hear that, but is this open to the public?
It's open to the public, so you can, virtually open to the public, so you can go click on the links on the website, and you'll see us electronically through your choice of the medium.
All right. Well, City Manager Rory Watt, thank you for that update. It's very nice to check in with you every day. Keeps me informed and up to date. If there's nothing else from you today, I will let you go so you can go out and finish enjoying this beautiful day, at least until you have to go back inside in about an hour.
Yeah, and the only thing I would say is if people go to our website, they can see a new video. We've got a new video that's about 2.5 minutes long, and it extols the virtues of hand washing and social distancing. Enjoy that video and do your personal part.
Thank you so much, City Manager Rory Watt. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye, Shelley.
Bye-bye.